there's a lot of nature preserves and state forest campground not far from me at all. It begins with an H. I can never remember the name of it. Hackwood, something like that. It's right on the Sturgeon. So, yeah, and I popped in yesterday. I'm not sure if I talked to you or if I talked to the guy that I was talking to, but you were talking about these, you know, the repeaters and how this all works. And many, many repeaters are, you know, completely privately owned. They don't have any public affiliation, don't use any public facilities, public money, anything like that. The 519 that I believe you're on, that's on a Emmett County-owned tower managed by the CCE Dispatch Authority, at least for now. The tower I'm on, the 674 on Hackleberg Road, owned by Sheboygan County. Those used to be commercial sites for their public safety before they went to the statewide system. So now everybody's on the MPSCS, and those sites are different. They're not using, I can't speak for the 19. I know they're not, they have totally abandoned the 674, and they're using different sites in the county to give them the 800 meg coverage. So there's a group, there's a repeater group downstate, and it's funny because, you know, you being a DTE employee, I've got three repeaters on the roof of the DTE building down there. I've been up there many, many times. The DTE Radio Club, which kind of disappeared when the old guys started dying off and retiring. There's a group of what was 10 of us, now I believe it's 13. We went out, formed a corporation, got the league insurance, did all the legal stuff, and we now manage about 13 repeaters down in the Tri-County area. And like I said, the 533, the 3.375, and there's one more. It's on the roof of DTE.